Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Video bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. Audio bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by the new Winamp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import, now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it free at winamp.com/android.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1420, recorded June 11th, 2013. Deathcopter 3000. The GizWiz is brought to you by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audible.com/GizWiz. And by Tonks Coffee. Tonks offers a bi-weekly subscription. Sourcing their beans directly from the growers, they're roasted and shipped to you within 24 hours, giving you the freshest, bestest coffee beans in the world. For a free sample, visit tonks.org/GizWiz.
And now, get ready for Dick.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am warm and overflowing like a great glass of sake because it's time for the GizWiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and Leo Laporte on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease, under pathology, rows and rows of USBs, growing blue and LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, boom, thrill cam time!
Oh, my word.
That may be the very last thrill cam. Because, well, now that it has completed its journey at the beginning of the show, it's going to be reassigned to a new locale. And I'll tell you about that a little later, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
From which it may never survive. It may not survive. Okay. Hello, Dickie D. How are you today?
I'm good, sir, and you?
I am wonderful. Did you talk to Scott Canaster? He was in here earlier for Mac Break Weekly. He's a huge fan.
I did. I know his brother Harry Blackjack. They're very and his sister Stella
Pinochle. Yeah, I know her. Yeah.
It's a very weird family.
Yeah,
no, he's very nice. He's very nice.
Where's my fez? He brought me a fez. Does anybody know where that fez ended up? Because I want to show you.
Other than a twit fez?
It's, well, you'll see in a moment. Apparently, my very tidy staff has already cleaned up. But he brought in Good Days in Mad, and I said, you know, that guy, Dick DiBartolo, he works on, is my fez gone already? Maybe he took it with him. Maybe that wasn't a donut, because it was a Mad Magazine fez.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
You didn't know about that?
No, I did not.
Yeah. Well, it's gone now. I wore it at the beginning of Mac Break Weekly.
Okay.
Maybe it's such a collectible. He didn't want to leave it here. He just was showing it to me. Either that or we've already lost it.
I would say 50-50 chance.
I prefer the former explanation.
Right. Exactly.
Beautiful day in New York City today.
Beautiful day today.
Yeah. Here too.
We had some crappy weather over the weekend, but. Sunday, we were all inside watching the Tony Awards.
Oh, man, did you see? Now, I didn't see the show yet because I forgot to watch it. But I did see on YouTube Neil Patrick Harris's grand opening.
That was just amazing.
Unbelievable.
You know what? You've been to Radio City, right?
It's huge.
Oh, yeah. My family, that was the big thing. Once a month, we went to Radio City.
We'd go once a year, Christmas.
Okay. When I was a kid,
for the
Radio
Rockettes.
City. Exactly.
It's a movie theater still, right?
Yeah. Well, no, not really.
No.
They use it just for special events.
Oh, because it's funny, because when I was a kid, it was a movie theater. It was the world's biggest movie theater, and you'd go see a big movie there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the Rockettes would perform four times a day.
And they'd have the Christmas show, and that would be fun, and they'd have a Christmas
movie. Now when I was a kid, you saw a movie and a Christmas show for about $5.
Yeah.
Now you go and you only see the Christmas show for about $100.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The theater is huge. Sits 6,500 people. And how Neil Patrick Harris stepped into a box which closes And then about 20 seconds later, comes running down the aisle from the back of the theater to what
I couldn't believe it.
Looked like to be a stunned audience.
Yeah.
It was.
It didn't seem. Here's the box.
Oh, that's right.
So there he is. He's getting in the box. Neil Patrick Harris. He was the host of the event. And it's the traditional magician's act where he gets in the box. They rotate the box around to show there's no wires. Then they pull the string and there's nobody in it.
Seconds.
Okay. Are you counting? Because wait a minute. Look to what
about
he's 50. There.
How can this be?
I think there's two Neil Patrick Harris's. I think it's the only explanation. He's been twins this whole time. Preparing for this day.
The problem is they're such close up and he's still singing.
Well, I would have been way out of breath had I run from that stage all the way back to Radio City Music Hall.
Oh, well, you were out of breath when you ran from your office to where
I'm out of breath when the thrill cam goes by. That is exhausting. No, it's really quite amazing, and it's so much fun, and it starts simple, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And the emphasis is we do this live 8 days a week. And, you know, as somebody who does live and loves live, I kind of embrace that. I think that's wonderful.
I think it's pretty neat. You did live. You do live stuff, too.
Yes, sometimes I'm alive when I do this.
Oh, that is. Oh, you can't prove that by me.
Yeah, no. I have clones, so I don't have to worry about twins. There's eight of me.
Oh, send in the clones. Let's see them.
Well, the problem is with clones, there's always transcription errors. So inevitably, the clones, that is me, don't last more than 5-6 years. And then they start to have strange breakdowns, and then things start going haywire. And then we get another one out of the basement and fire it up and take the old clone to the old clone home.
The old clone home.
Yeah. And then that way, they're all sitting there and twitching and speaking in sentence fragments. So it's good,
But they
though.
Have good company. Good
oh, they're
company.
Not alone.
Yeah. They're not alone.
They're not alone. So, but that's a common misconception. People think, Leo, there must be several Leos to do this many shows. No, there's one. I just wear out fast. And then there's a new one.
Yeah, okay. It's the audience, I think, that gets worn out first.
Frankly, I wish there were clones in the audience, to be perfectly honest with you. So, Dick, this is a show, for those of you just tuning in who have no idea what the hell's going on, where we talk about gadgets. Because he's the...
We do?
GizWiz.
Yeah. We talk about gadgets, and there are a billion ways to charge a cell phone. And Jackery, now I had not heard of this company before, Jackery.
If you look in the dictionary, it's a strange sexual fetish, Jackery.
Oh.
It involves puppets. I don't know why.
Then I do know about this.
Okay.
I just didn't know it had a name.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking about YouTube videos.
Yes.
But no, we digress.
So what does Jackery make?
So Jackery makes phone charges, and they're quite clever. The one I have here is the Jackery Bar 5600 milliamp external battery pack. Now, I'm taking their word for it that this is the world's – I have it in the palm of my hand. This is the world's smallest phone charger that puts out 2.1 amps. So you can charge your iPad. It's 5,600 milliamps. It has a nice little flashlight at the top. And I was wondering why when I clicked the flashlight, it didn't come on. And it said that we have now redesigned it so you have to push the flashlight button 2 times so you don't accidentally turn on the flashlight.
Because that would drain the battery pretty quickly.
Which makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
The reason I think this is really good is two. On Amazon, it has, I believe, 72 reviews. 65 of them or so are 5 stars. The other 4 are just 4 stars.
That's pretty good.
It is not only pretty good, Leo. For some reason, Amazon is having a sale, and I don't know how long it's going to last. It is $39.95 for the 5,600 milliamp unit. Or if you need something bigger, they have one that's 10,400 milliamps for $10 more.
Wow, that's great. And that's they call that the giant Jackery.
The giant. The Jackery giant. Yeah. He climbed a beanstalk, didn't he?
He was a giant killer, I believe. Yeah.
Yes, yes. He was the cell phone app charging killer.
That would be really handy. Look, it's got two USB. I'm buying that right now. I already have one device from Anker, A-N-K-E-R. I buy a lot of Anker extra batteries. They make a very nice...
Oh, you know, it's very funny, Leo. My third gadget is about Anker.
Oh, okay.
Hearing you and Chad talk about it.
Yeah. So I have an Anker, but I think for traveling, having 10,000 milliamp hours...
And I believe both outputs are 2.1 volts.
Yeah.
So that,
Well, and you need that for an iPad, although having that kind of amperage will certainly be helpful on some of the newer smartphones. Some of them do fast charging, like the Galaxy S4 would really take advantage of the higher amperage. Some of them actually require it nowadays. So that's pretty good. Yeah, that should work really nice on an HTC One as well. As we were talking earlier, you can use it as a defibrillator.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
You can. You just need to get your own nipple clamps.
Right.
They're optional.
Nipple clamps not include. Well, at that price, you wouldn't expect them to include nipple clamps.
No, not at all.
No. We're being facetious, folks. Please do not buy this as a home defibrillation kit. That's a
or even an office defibrillation kit.
Oh, that's different. You don't care if the boss dies, do you?
Well, I don't know. You're kind of the
Oh, yeah. I'm the guy. I'm the one who's at risk here.
Yeah, you're the guy. Yeah. No, we got the diehard battery and the battery clamps in the basement. You're okay.
You know, I like having something like this because you could throw it in your backpack. It's not super heavy. It's not super bulky, obviously. But you don't always have power around. So I think this is a really a good idea. Yeah.
A neat thing there at Jackery USA, but the best prices are on Amazon.com.
I can't believe this. 10,400 milliamp hours. That's a lot of capacity. For 50 bucks.
Yeah.
Do you have the orange? Do you like the orange better?
I have the orange. You know, I think I would get silver. It's a little more techy, I think.
The orange. Well, here's the reason for the orange. It jumps out at you from the bag. You can't miss
That's true. That's true.
Can't miss it, yeah.
Don't you think they went a little overboard with the title of this project
it's
on Amazon?
Long. Jackery Bar 5600 milliamp orange external battery pack portable power bank charger premium Samsung battery cell and aluminum enclosure design with 5.4 volt by 2.1 amp output and built-in flashlight for Apple iPhone 5, 4S, 4, 3GS, iPad. Every model of phone that's made, this works for, which
is list. Yes, yeah.
Actually, they should do this because really, sometimes you wonder, like the HTC One has particularly high amperage requirements. Galaxy S4.
No, it is a good thing. I have bought a battery for a charger for a device. And then, like you said, some devices require more and you plug it in and it just goes, why did you plug me in? What is this?
Not charging. Not charging.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I cannot charge. This is good, and it has a micro USB to USB 2 cable. And, you know, I like that. Nowadays, every once in a while, I'll buy something that comes with a mini USB, which nobody uses anymore. It's like, yeah, thanks for the useless cable.
Yeah, absolutely. Unless you have something that's three or more years old.
Right. It's all micro USB now.
Yeah. They go, what do we do with all these old cables? The guy says, put one in every box.
You know, oddly, one of the few things that still uses mini USB, which is bigger than micro, as one might expect, is the HTC Hero. Not the HTC, the GoPro Hero camera.
Oh, the
camera.
Still
uses a mini. So I actually am glad I have one mini cable for that.
Okay, good.
Web9208 in the chat room posted this link to a Kickstarter campaign by Jackery.
They want to make another Jackery.
Oh. World's thinnest portable mobile charger.
This to me seems odd because they're already in business. They're already making money.
Is that bizarre?
Yeah, I don't like it when people do this on Kickstarter. I think Kickstarter should kick them off. By the way, this is roughly the same thickness as an iPhone 5, just a little bit thicker than an iPhone 5. But that's odd. I mean, who would pledge? Notice nobody's pledged $10. Everybody's buying it, basically. And it'll be $49.
And how many milliamps is that?
It's premium. It's powerful.
Yeah. Let's...
We don't know because we haven't made it yet. they should really say that. That's important. So there's
high capacity.
Yeah, there's two.
Oh, that's
there's
a
two.
Right. That
when you
is
when you're getting a battery, there you go. 2,800 milliamp hours. Oh, they're going to make a 6,000 or 5,000, which will also be thin. Now, see, what you should look at is what is the battery capacity on your device. So an iPhone, I think, is 2,100 milliamp hours. So roughly speaking, not exactly, that's, you know, on a 10,000 milliamp hour, you'd be able to charge 5 full charges. Actually, it's a little bit less. There's some overhead. That's the first thing to think about. And the other thing, as you mentioned, is to think about the amperage. Because you need a certain amount of watts to charge, 10 watts to charge an iPad, for instance. And USB is 5 volts, so you multiply watts equals volts times amps. So the amperage is the variable that you're interested in. If you're going to charge an iPad, 10 watts means you need at least 2 amps. So that's why they're 2.1. Actually, the iPad charger is 5.2 times 2.1 for some reason.
Wow.
Yeah.
Aren't you
Boy,
smart?
That was fascinating, wasn't it? Aren't you glad we took the time to explain all of that? Well, that's good. I'm just, believe it or not, Dick, I just ordered one. This might be one of those shows. Every once in a while, a show comes along where I order every single thing you talk about.
Oh, okay. Well, let us just see.
Let's try. What's number two?
Let us just
Wait a minute. Before you do that.
Yes.
I got to make some money so I can afford to buy everything you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Our sponsor today, Audible.com. Audiobooks from Audible changed my life. I first subscribed in the year 2000, 13 years ago. They had just started up. I was driving an hour each way on a good day to Tech TV from Petaluma. That means 2 hours in the car. There weren't podcasts back then. There was nothing to listen to but radio. And some old cassettes I had in the glove compartment. There's only so many times you can listen to Tony Orlando and Dawn. So when Audible came along, this was the original Diamond Rio. Now, of course, Audible's on everything. Audible's on iPhone. They have an app for iOS, Android, and Windows Phone. That's fabulous. Windows 8 app. And what's great about Audible is you've got a huge selection, over 100,000 different books. Books in every category, fiction, nonfiction, thrillers, science, technology, business, and, of course, science fiction. I'm listening to right now, you might not believe this, The Great Gatsby. Jake Gyllenhaal, is it Gyllenhaal or Gyllenhaal? It's Jif.
I thought it was Gyllenhaal. But
it's Gyllenhaal. Okay, I just wanted to check.
I had no idea.
So they have a lot of Great Gatsbys, but I do like Jake's rendition of this book. You know, I just saw the movie, the Baz Luhrmann movie, and I was trying to remember how accurate the movie was compared to the book. Just finished the book, one of the most beautiful pieces of literature ever written in the English language. I mean, it's pure poetry. And what I was surprised is that the movie is very close to the book. It's probably the most accurate rendition of the book ever.
Ever since. Whenever you feel like criticizing anyone, he told me, just remember that all the people in this world haven't had the advantages that you've had.
This is early on from the introduction. Really a wonderful book. F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby. Now, I'm going to show you how you can get that or any one of their almost any one of their 100,000 books absolutely free. If you visit audible.com/gizwiz, you'll be signing up for the gold account. That means you're getting a book a month. That's probably the most economical way to listen to Audible. Instead of paying by the book, you just get a subscription. You save a little money that way. And you also get, as part of your subscription, the daily audio of the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal, which is also fabulous. I have 500 books in my library. Those books are yours forever. Oh, it's wonderful. And a book like The Great Gatsby, you know, I know I'm going to listen to again and again. I mean, it really is. It's the words, the writing is so great. And there's something about listening. It kind of comes alive. It's great when you're driving. I listen when I'm at the gym. There's nothing more boring and standing on the treadmill. So having an audiobook, that just makes the time fly by. It's great for doing the dishes, walking the dog, anything where you wouldn't mind being able to read a book, but you can't hold a book, you can listen to a book. Audible, why don't you try it today? Audible.com/gizwiz. Your first credit is free. 30 days free trial. First credit is free. Almost any book on there is yours. The hard part, picking one. It really is. We've got some of our picks right there at audible.com/gizwiz. I love it. And if you're, by the way, I know you're a little dyslexic, Dick.
Yes.
It's great for somebody who has a little trouble reading. My son is dyslexic also. And it's hard for him to pay attention to books and he loses interest. He started listening to Audible. Now I can't get him off it. It's wonderful.
Whoa, that's good.
He's 18 and it's been a revelation for him. Gadget, you know, number
I just had a funny idea. Yeah. Make a great sketch if you're listening to an audio book and the person saying, and then she came down the stairs and, oh, excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. And then they read a little more and they go, oh, the phone's ringing. Can you hang on a
second? They edit that stuff out, I believe.
Oh, okay, good.
Actually,
all right, so now
I've done an audiobook, and the producer is really important. They're sitting across the glass from you, and they do a lot. Slow down. It's not pronounced that way. And you really, that's why books recorded, especially at the Audible studios, are really well done.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. Well, one day I'm going to make an Audible version of Good Days and Mad.
Oh, you know, okay. You should.
I would like to. Yeah.
Oh, can I talk to them about that? Would you be willing to do that?
I'm there now. I'm leaving now.
They're in Newark. They're just over the bridge.
Be right across the river.
I don't even know. I didn't think of this because your book, Good Days and Mad, is fabulous, and it has to be read in your voice. Nobody else could do that book.
That would be great.
Oh,
well, Jason already volunteered, but
no,
I said no, Jason. I think no. I have to.
Oh, come on. I never thought of that. I never thought of that. You should do that. Would be fabulous, and you make a little money on the side. And I bet you all the Gizwiz fans would buy that book.
Heck yeah!
Oh, I would.
All right, okay.
And I've read it.
We have one copy. Jason's going to buy one already.
I already bought it. I'm listening to it right now.
Oh, good. Okay.
Wouldn't you want to listen to Dick just reading that book? Oh my God! All those anecdotes about Bill Gaines. I mean, it's just wonderful. Anyway, gadget number two. Okay. You distracted
gadget
me.
Gadget number two. We'll see. If you're going to purchase this,
I already have my finger on the buy button.
Okay. It's not expensive.
Okay.
I have to like it. You will, I think, scoff and joke. But this is this week's Gizwiz video, and this is the gadget.
Dickie Bartolo, Mads Medis, try to end the Gizwiz with another weekly Gizwiz video here on Twit. Years ago, when I had a houseboat, it had a full disco aboard. And every year, we'd add a new effect. We had the infinity floor. And one year, we put in the dancing waters. The fountains move up and down with the melody. It was amazing, except when a tugboat went by. Then it became the splashing, overflowing waters. It cost thousands of dollars to install that. A friend of mine actually custom built it for me. But now, for about $40, you can have your own dancing waters.
Oh, no, I'm not buying this.
I wish you listen and watch.
No! I'm glad I didn't make a commitment.
From Paul Minshaw.
Why? That's straight out of the Bellagio.
Aren't these neat? I love them. About 40, even the dancing camera and the dancing waters. And I even like it, he has a little outline here.
Yeah, I'll come back now. Yeah, I'll be here.
So the dancing water speakers actually, I'll close this. Cut down the sound a little bit, put them behind glass. So the speakers are actually in the fountains. So you can hook your phone to it. I'm actually playing mine off the Galaxy 4 down here. There you see my little Galaxy 4. And the speakers sell for about $40. They're on Amazon. Lots of different companies making them. The funny thing is the box that mine came in, they don't even have a brand name. All they say is Dancing Water Speakers. I went by the reviews on Amazon. The reviews for these were pretty good, and I think they were $40 or $41. So there they are, the Dancing Waters, with your dancing host, Dick D. Bartolo, the Gizwiz, and Mad's Maddest Writer. I'm going back to the disco. You have to go back to whatever you were doing. Bye!
I'm looking. You're right.
Come
There's
on,
all
play
over
some
the
music.
Yeah.
They're $25, you know, all over the place in price.
Yeah. Actually, it turned out that I looked up mine, and mine were
$35.99. I see the company Ataki. Bleeding Edge makes them for $43.
I think they just make up the name.
I think so, too, because they're obviously the same product.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll see that, like at the hardware show, they had these flying butterflies, and every third booth had them with a different name. So you just, an importer goes around and says, buy, 100,000 units, and we'll box them with your name
exactly,
on it.
Exactly. Yeah. And now, I don't want them in hot pink, so maybe I'll buy for $3 more. I'll spend a little more and get the black. Or for $57, get both black and silver. Ooh. What's the sound quality? I love the dancing. You know what? The water dance is good.
You know what? The reason I like these is I don't think it's actually water. It looks more like there's some sort of an oil composition in there. And if you, I just like goofy things. If you turn the lights out and the ceiling's white, you get an extra whole show on the ceiling because the top of those towers are clear plastic.
Wow.
Jammer B's saying we need to get 100,000 of them and brand them with Twit.
That's it. Or forget Twit branding. Let's just put them around the studio, and then when I talk, the studio will pulse.
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah, we'll replace the chase lights with that.
I like it.
All right.
Do they work sideways?
Right. Kind of. I think they would have a hard time doing that.
Let's try it.
Sure, what could possibly go wrong?
Have the guys build a giant version and then put people on top of them.
Ooh.
And they'll move up and down with the water.
Or we could open a casino in Las Vegas.
Wait a minute, Leo. This in your hot tub.
My new Ofuro Japanese hot tub with dancing waters. Now how much would you pay? No, I think these are kind of neat. I like these. I'm tempted. $28.
You're bringing Dennis's rule into play here. Dennis said, do you ever notice that the first time you mention a thing, Leo goes, you're kidding me.
And then he orders it.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
And the last thing he says is, Dick, what's that Amazon link?
Now, how do these sound, really?
They sound okay. Actually, for $36, considering you're getting the water, it's far better than your computer speakers.
Right. These will run off USB, so you could actually have them be your computer speakers.
Yes, exactly. I was actually, for that little demo, running them off AC plug that I plugged the USB in. But they are designed so that the audio jack goes into the headphone jack on your computer, and the power jack goes into the USB. And no matter where you go with your computer, the dancing waters will follow.
All right. Here's a question from Jeff Needles.
Okay.
Who is apparently a little challenged.
Yeah.
Do they still work when the sound is off?
No.
I gather what Jeff's thinking is he could turn off the sound, but the water would let him know something's happening.
No, because they get lower and lower.
Ah, they related to the volume.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, And then I'll ask a question. Do they work upside down?
No. I mean, I haven't tried it, but how could it possibly?
Would they work in the bathtub?
Probably no, because the speaker phones can get wet.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have to add water occasionally? What kind of maintenance schedule?
There's a dipstick on the right seat.
Oh, good.
This deal, I have no idea.
Too bad Dr. Kiki's not here, because I wonder, would they work in space?
Oh, you know what? You could have Jeff jump off the roof with a pair and a laptop with them playing.
Perfect. That's like weightless for 12 seconds.
Yeah. Someone else has to jump off with the camera.
3 seconds.
It's only two people that you'd be losing. Yeah.
Would they work if the temperature were below freezing?
I would say those are the dancing ice cubes. Totally different.
Would they, could they, in a house? Could they, would they, with a mouse?
Don't you think Lucy would love these dancing water speakers? I think any kid would love to have this.
You could play their nursery tunes with this.
And they love it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as soon as I have another kid, I'll buy these.
Oh, okay.
That's good. Now let's get to gadget number three.
Okay, gadget number three, you already mentioned the company, and perhaps you already bought these.
I might have already owned them, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got the Galaxy 4.
Okay.
And like the Galaxy 3, one of the great things about it is you can
change the battery.
Yeah. As opposed to the battery almost being dead and having to wait 45 minutes before you can even use your phone.
Right.
Now, I remember that you and Chad had said you had bought devices from Anker.
Yes.
And I was on Amazon, and they had a Galaxy 4 kit.
Already bought it.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay, so the Galaxy 4 kit, you know about this then.
I do.
You get two batteries.
Yep.
Get an AC charger.
You want to see what's in my pocket?
Yeah. Yeah. I hope it's the charger.
You want to pull my finger? No, it's an extra battery. Look at that. I carry it around all the time. Actually, this is the Samsung battery. The Anker's exactly functionally equivalent. They're just white. But you know what's cool? I was a little worried because I don't know if you knew this, Dick, but on the Galaxy S3 and the Galaxy S4, the NFC capability is built into the battery.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Now, the Anker battery has that built in, doesn't it?
It works.
Yes, that's what I thought.
I was stunned. I thought, well, I'll lose NFC. No.
No.
So that's really good.
A lot of the cheapy cheapy batteries do not.
Right.
But this one I had read that it does. And also what's nice is the little AC charger that comes in the kit. By the way, the kit is $29.
I bought it right away, yeah.
Get two batteries. Mm-hmm. And when the charger is plugged in the wall, it also has a USB output.
Yeah.
So you can be charging the spare battery and the Galaxy 4 at the same time.
So you get two batteries for $28.99 and the charger, which is pretty
good. But you know what, Leah? There's another kit. I didn't even, when I went in to put the stuff on my website, something else came up, and I didn't even realize it. For $3 more, they sell a different kit with the charger, the two batteries, a Galaxy 4 case, and a screen protector.
What?
Yeah.
I wish I'd done that.
Me too.
Now, I did actually buy the official Samsung version of this. It's a lot more expensive. It's $40. It only includes one battery. But I have to say the charger from the Anker is a little cheesy, right? And when you put it in, it kind of doesn't feel like it's a super solid fit and all that stuff. The Samsung official version it sits on the table. That's a door that opens up there, and you put the battery in. It's much more solid. The thing is, it's not such a great deal because it's only one battery plus the charger for $40. You're getting two batteries.
That's not too bad. Yeah, that's not too bad.
Yeah, so I buy both just to see, and now I have so many batteries.
Well, you should leave your phone on all the time streaming.
I don't charge
it.
You know what I
do? Kill those batteries.
I never plug it in anymore. I just, overnight, I let it die. I pop in a new battery in the morning, and then maybe in the middle of the day, because I got so many batteries, why not?
Yeah. You know what? There is something in the Anker instruction book I don't understand. And I don't know if you saw this or not. It says prolonging the life of your battery.
Yeah.
Don't let the battery die completely.
Right.
We all know that. But then, Leo, it says do not store fully charged batteries.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what I know about this, because Steve Gibson does a lot of research into lithium-ion batteries.
Okay.
And there's a lot of misinformation, even from the battery companies, because I think they just republish whatever they heard.
Right.
It's all anecdotal.
Isn't that a fully charged battery you're carrying
around? I do. But so let me tell you what the rule is, okay?
Oh, yeah.
For a device, the best thing to do is keep it plugged in all the time. Okay? If you, like your phone, If you're not using it, plug it in and leave it plugged in. That's the best way to keep the battery conditioned. You don't want the battery to drain at all. For storage, long term, drain it about halfway. That's more than a few weeks.
Okay.
But if you're just like I am, carrying a battery around in my pocket, that's fine. That's only for one day. And what I do is I rotate them. So tomorrow this will be the installed battery, and then I'll have the old one will be charging. But according to Steve, and he did a lot of research, and he went out and he found the actual research with lithium ion. See, a lot of the myths come from nickel metal hydride and nickel cadmium batteries, and those really were funky. Lithium ion's pretty good these days. So he says you can drain it all the way. That's not important, but for best battery life, you're only going to get a certain number of charges and discharges, right? So keep it plugged in. Like your laptop, it's fine to keep it plugged in all the time. It's not going to hurt the battery. In fact, it's best for the battery. And for long-term storage of batteries, about halfway is going to give you the best. Everything else doesn't matter. There's no deep discharge, charge it all the way up. When you get a new battery, invariably, every one of these companies will say, before using the phone, charge the battery overnight. None of that matters.
So I don't have to take the plants out of the room where my phone is?
No, it's not necessary.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, you notice when you get a new phone these days from almost everybody, what's the battery level on that phone? It's about half.
Oh, right? When they first ship it.
When you get it out of the package, iPhone, mm-hmm. Android phone, almost always.
That's on purpose. Right.
That's intentional because that's the best battery life.
Interesting.
Leaving it on the shelf. Yep.
Interesting.
So that now again, this is all there's a lot of misinformation. I trust Steve Gibson. He did the research. This is what he came up with. So credit to Steve Gibson on this.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah,
and that's why he's so thin.
You know, this is weird. I never expected to learn something on this show.
I know, it's stunning, isn't it? I know. Yeah. It was a mistake.
Can we edit this out?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, I think
there was
so.
An error.
I think
we have to, and we really should fix that. I do have that anchor. I have just bought the Dancing Waters, so officially, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, and that guy, he's got my pillows. Officially, ladies and gentlemen, you just put them in the trunk there. I'll get them later. I have now purchased everything on today's show. Yes, it is. It's a hat trick episode of the Giz Whiz.
Whoa! Look at him! Look at him! Oh!
Yep.
Whoa!
The effects just get better and better.
Acrobatic classic.
NBC can't do that. Neil Patrick Harris can't do that.
Yeah.
No.
Magic.
Nor would he want to.
It's a little queasy making. I bought the Dancing Waters because I figured I'm so close to perfection. Why stop now?
Yeah, okay. Okay.
I also think my son will, when he comes home, you know, a little an unaltered state will quite enjoy those.
Right. When you get up in the morning and there's a hole drilled in and someone drank the liquid.
Yeah, then I'll know.
Maybe this wasn't such a good
No, but the anchor I can recommend, and I've been using those batteries, and I love it that the NFC still works, and they're great, yeah. Anchor, I think Anchor makes good stuff. I have their little portable charger as well. I've read very good reviews about them.
Good. Yeah. Somewhere along the line it says we use Samsung cells. I don't know
if they... Right. Well, what that means is, these are good batteries. These are not some cheapo battery, basically.
Yeah, and spelled S-A-M-S-U-N-G as opposed to one of those knockoffs, like S-A-M-Z-U-N-G.
Samsung. You got to admit, the packaging's nice. They have a nice little thing in there.
Yes.
They say, call us if there's any problem. It's really, it doesn't feel like some Chinese knockoff.
I'm wearing my anchor...
You got the sticker.
You see what? Dennis watches what you wear.
Yeah.
And runs in.
Get the red shirt.
Gives me the nearest thing to what you're wearing.
I can't believe it. This happens almost every time.
Yeah. And so you had a logo there, and I figured I need something quick. So I got the Anchor logo.
That's good. I have the San Francisco 49ers. You have Anchor batteries. Call us if there's a problem. But other than that, they're identical.
They're identical.
But the reason I'm wearing this is because it's 49ers mini camp. The NFL season officially begins today.
Oh, okay.
Unofficially begins. So, good. Three things. I bought all three of them. Now, in a moment, I'm going to show you the other thing I bought that cost 10 times more than all three things together.
Oh, Lord.
And it's not a titanium Japanese hot tub either.
Whoa, okay. Yeah, no, that's next week.
That's next week. Lisa's going over my dead body. Our show today brought
to
you by...
We have a place to put it at the bottom of a tub.
I know. Our show today is apparently brought to you by coffee. It's a fabulous beverage. Enjoy it hot or cold with cream and sugar or just plain black. Coffee brings you up and calms you down. It starts the day... and helps you go to bed at night. There's nothing like coffee. And if you're going to drink coffee, you might as well drink the very, very finest. I'm talking Tonks. T-O-N-X.org. Tonks is a company of coffee connoisseurs. Guys and gals who not only know and love and drink coffee, but they know where to get the best beans. They source beans all over the world at the best bean markets. Then they bring them back to the special Tonk workshops where they carefully roast them to a perfect golden brown. Then exactly 72 hours later, those very same coffee beans arrive at your door, carried by a uniformed employee of the federal government, ready for grinding and roasting. If you are, in fact, a coffee connoisseur, you will love Tonks, and I mean that seriously. I look forward to it every other week, my Tonks delivery. They every time it's a different bean, it's something different, something interesting. They really are connoisseurs. They're picking incredible beans. And you could try them absolutely free. Get a free sample right now at tonx.org/gizwiz. If you decide to subscribe, they have a couple of different plans depending on how much coffee you drink. These are whole beans, but they have lots of advice for how to grind them. I use a Vario from Baratza coffee grinder. It's fabulous. You probably would want to make this in an AeroPress or a similar press fashion, although I've made mine also in my Breville dual boiler. It is delicious, delicious. It really has introduced me to a whole bunch of new varietals. I love Tonks. Tonks.org/gizwiz. It's better than a cold shower on a hot winter's night.
Wow. Someone said, is he ad-libbing this? And I would say no one would dare write it.
I'm completely...
By the way, someone said coffee is bitter. I must admit, you are correct. This is the smoothest coffee.
It is smooth, isn't it?
Every blend they send is very smooth.
And coffee, you know, it's funny. You can make coffee that's not bitter. That's cold brewing. But there's a certain... Steve Gibson put it best. He says, I like a little bite in my coffee. You want... Coffee is the best coffee brewing... is an attempt to balance several different qualities: acidity, bitterness, aroma, flavor. You don't want too much of one, but you don't want too little either. If you take the acidity out of coffee, it really isn't good. That's cold brewed, and I don't like it as much. You want a little bit of it, not too much. And that's why the best beans, ground to perfection and cooked just right, you know, brewed just right, make a really big difference. I am a huge fan.
How much Tonks to fill the hot tub?
I don't know. Get the free trial right now. That's a 2-ounce shipment. The half sack, which you get every other week, 6 ounces for $12 each. The standard, which is 12 ounces every other week, $19. Or the double, shipped out every other week, $34 for 24 ounces. That's the caffeinate us all plan. I actually don't just drink Tonks. I drink enough coffee that, you know, my I have the middle one. Isn't going to get me through my entire coffee needs. But I have other coffees that I try. But when I want a special brew with the AeroPress, I think it really is the right way to go.
Nice.
Tonks. You get a good grinder. They have this all on the website. And, you know, if you think about it, it's a lot more economical than going to Starbucks. And a lot, I got to tell you. A lot better. Oh, by the way, Father's Day, I should mention this, is coming up. You're a father, Jason. I'm a father.
Yeah.
If you buy a subscription for your dad, just for Father's Day, Tonks is going to throw in the AeroPress.
Nice.
How do you like that? How do you like that?
Whoa!
That's really telling dad, hey, your coffee sucks, but I'm going to show you a better way. And really, let's admit it. Doesn't dad's coffee suck? And every time you go to dad's, he makes you drink it. Make him a good cup of coffee. He'll never go back again. So the $30 value, the free AeroPress when you sign up, dad, that is a great gift for dad. Fresh coffee shipped direct, tonks.com. They're out of L.A. They ship within 24 hours, so you get it just about right, 72 hours later. It is all the coffee connoisseurs I know are a huge Tonks fan. All right. Are you ready?
Yes, this is the big deal. I am so excited.
So you remember last week we talked about a new kind of drone copter.
Yes.
It is
a camera carrying.
Yes,
drone.
You could put a GoPro on it. It's got a mount. It's $650 plus tax. Who makes this?
DJI Phantom.
This is not, we've shown other, you remember we had the AR drone, which is considerably less expensive. This quadcopter is a lot more sophisticated than any of the other quadcopters you've seen. It's got four rotors, they automatic stabilization and all of that. As you can see, it's not inexpensive. This is not a toy, my friends. This is something pretty serious. But Jeff Needles, via Tony Wang, talked me into buying one. Now, our theory, our thesis is, instead of buying a very much more expensive Steadicam, we can mount a camera on this drone, float it right in front of me, and as I walk down the street, it will, you know, fly backwards. Nah,
piece of cake. This is flawless.
What could possibly go wrong?
Flawless plan.
Now, I should say that there is a safety thing that we don't have.
You have a first aid kit. What is safety? I have a first aid kit.
I don't know exactly what it's for, but apparently it's suggested.
Okay.
But it's back ordered. So we have, so I'm not going to drive this because, as you know, I'm far too valuable to the organization. So we
pulled someone in off the street.
We pulled a guy who has his own helmet and goggles, as it turned out, off the street. So he's prepared. Wow. And hey, they may not have any safety on the drone, but he's prepared. So John Jammer B is going to fly. Where is it? Where's the drone? Does Tom know we're using the set? The TNT set for this.
Oh, I hear
God, there it is. Look at that. And $700 down the tubes. We didn't even get to play the gosh darn Wagner.
Don't worry. There's 10 minutes of this music.
Yeah, but is there 10 minutes of helicopter flying?
Apparently it's okay. Oh, that's the view from the camera. Let's look at the view from the camera as you fly it this time.
Let's see here.
Wait a minute. Before you do anything, I was told that I am not qualified to fly this thing. Only John knows how to fly this thing. The only possible way this could be flown is by an accomplished pilot. Da-da-da-da. Play the music. Whoa! Careful, John. You almost hit the ceiling. This is our... I don't like that breaking plastic sound. I don't enjoy that. So, John, why is it? I thought it was easier to fly than that. Should we fly it outdoors? Take it outside.
Okay. Oh, good, good.
Earlier today.
Clear in the streets.
It's uncalibrated. It's been crashed, so we don't want to fly it again.
All right, so here we go.
So here is John early in the morning. At the beautiful... No. We're watching it on video. Don't bother. Well... God, that's noisy. Oh! John, stop it! We've got video! You break it, you bought it. That's the truth. Okay, it's okay, right? Don't fly it anymore. Let's go to the video. This is a view from the camera.
Wow.
Now, it's a better place to fly it outside because even, you know, there's nothing to run into. You see the lights up in the upper right and left-hand corner?
Yeah.
Those are the running lights. And John actually apparently does know how to fly it. The problem is in the studio, there's really no space.
No, there's no space
There's
at
no
all.
Space.
Yeah.
So John, this hovers pretty well. It's pretty good. Yeah. Look at that. I mean, it's a very steady shot.
Yeah.
Our recommendation, though, is to fly it out of doors where there's no electrical wires, no light poles. He's in the middle of a giant park. Is that McNear? Petaluma High School. Okay. Oh, yeah, the PHS ball field right there, yeah. He says, this is just me pointing at myself.
Can I play the other one?
All right, here's another. Oh, my goodness, this is how high it can go. I'll tell you how high. That's Jeff Needles in the foreground. He's 8 feet tall. And so, look, he looks like a little ant. That's how high that is. Wow, John. Now, what happens? You lose control and then it plummets to the ground? It just goes up and then eventually you could tell you can't. How high could you get it, do you think? 200 feet. Look at that view.
That is amazing.
Oh, man. We're seeing thermals now. What is that? That must be from the exhaust. Wow. Look at that. The beautiful view from high atop the fuel can. By. Wow, that is an awesome view, isn't it?
Wow, that is.
And look something. How I think the guy mowing the lawn was a little drunk.
They're crop circles.
There we have crop circles at Petaluma High. The thrill cam, 200 feet high, and here it comes. We're going to swoop in on Jeff Needles, give him a haircut. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's Bert. Who is that? Oh, it's your neighbor?
Okay.
Well, don't hurt her. Look at that. And we're coming in for a soft landing on the green, green grass. Did she flip you off? She flipped you off.
Really neat.
Yeah. That was, and now it's at the NSA where it's being used for surveillance. That is pretty cool. Can you bring it over here? I won't fly it, but I just want to show them that. $700.
It was DJN?
DJIA. No, DJI, innovations.com.
Oh, DJI.
Yeah, it's plastic. This wire's hanging off, but I'm sure that's not important. The GoPro is on the bottom. You see, it has a GoPro mount. So you could,
and camera see, not included.
No. But, you know, GoPros are only a couple $100.
Yeah.
But it's nice that it has a GoPro mount on it, built in. So, yeah. And you can tilt the camera forward or backward, not by remote control, but as you before you set it up. Four rotors. They're only slightly chipped. That's not too bad. Actually, it looks like it's in pretty good shape. It survived the...
And is the remote control your phone?
Is it an iPhone? What do you use for the remote control? Why don't you bring the remote control? It has a kind of standard RC remote control, which you probably want. I have to be honest with you. All the iPhone ones, you know, they're a little finicky. This is, if you've used RC equipment before, you know this is really the right way to do it, I think. And that's why it's expensive. There's switches for GPS. I don't know what that does.
It can use the GPS.
So you can use the GPS to say, stay here. Stay at this longitude or latitude. That's pretty cool.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's right. Yeah.
This is the Phantom on Amazon for $679, model SR6. So what do you think? Do you think we'll be able to use this for aerial shots?
Not indoors. I wouldn't do it indoors.
No, I think indoors, that was probably a bad idea. But outdoors, hell yeah.
Sure.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, those are windy days.
Yeah. Now, how long did it fly for on a charge?
9 minutes.
9 minutes. That's not a long time. Is it a rechargeable battery on here?
Did you break it? No.
Okay, so it's... it crashed but didn't break. So that's good news. So it's got a rechargeable lithium-ion battery pack. And so not a real long time. How long did it take to charge up?
It takes about 2 hours.
2 hours to charge up for 9... but now the advantage of this is a removable battery, so you can get a few of these and fly for 9 minutes per each. But you might, charge those up overnight, and you could fly for as long as you could afford. How much are the batteries, individual batteries? $100? This is a 2,200 milliamp hour battery, so 9 minutes. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. And there's the camera. There's the view.
Yeah.
Why don't I do this? Da 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 da. See, isn't that better?
Yeah,
that works so well. Look at this; it's navigating throughout the entire studio.
Wow! If you're not watching the video, it is now.
Let's hover above Jason's head.
Internet.
Get away! I've got work to do. What are those Valkyries? Get away!
So, frankly, who needs the battery? We'll just inside. We'll do it like that. Anyway, that's cool. It's fun to have a little budget, says Jeff Needles, to buy toys.
Oh yes,
I know. I'm so glad we got away from those expensive SkyMods.
I know you want to spend more money.
Yeah.
You might want to take a look at this.
Wait a minute. The professional DJI case and GoPro hard. Oh, it's only $200. You need to protect your investment. What's going to protect it in the air? Exactly. I'm not worried about on the ground. I noticed a significant amount of spare parts in there. Does it come with spare parts? Next week, Dick, I'm very excited. We're going to top this one.
We're going back to Keith.
Next week, I cannot I could not say how excited I am about the Hamilton Beach Sandwichera de Desayuno listos on... Wait a minute, that's the wrong side. Here it is, the Hamilton Beach Breakfast Sandwich Maker, ready in 5 minutes. You know, you spend a lot of money at McDonald's buying those Egg McMuffins. Wouldn't it be cool if you could make them yourself at home? Now you can.
No, that's impossible.
Look at that. Just like Mom used to make when Mom worked at McDonald's.
Wow.
It's good thinking and good eating. So that's next week. We'll be making Egg McMuffins for everybody.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, you know, the chat room said this is true. This would be great for wedding photography.
What
could possibly go wrong?
Absolutely.
Let's get an aerial shot.
She's running.
Yes?
You're not supposed to use the Wi-Fi on the GoPro.
Supposed to use the Wi-Fi on the GoPro. Just let it record because, of course.
But in here, we wanted to use the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that's why. That's probably why it crashed. It was the Wi-Fi in here, yeah. So, or, you know, if you're a realtor, aerial shots of that house for sale.
That's good. That's good.
I'm not kidding. Imagine that video, you know, as you say, "Hi, this is Leo Laporte, realty professional, and I'd like to give you a tour of," and then the camera goes up, "your new home." I think that's great.
Nice.
Oh,
I want to know.
Is that the
Where's
sound?
The house?
Yeah, that's the sound.
All I can see is the grass. Where's the house?
It's that shack in the back.
That's weird.
Was this sunrise or sunset? Sunset. Yeah, of course, John doesn't get up before 11 a.m. That is a beautiful view. And I loved the really high one, the 200-foot one. That's amazing.
That looks like a real helicopter you're shooting out of.
Yeah. I want to use it for. I think that somehow we're going to get some use out of this. I mean, I think we could, you know, you could land it and I could say, you know, I mean, we could do a promo or something. Outdoor know-how.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
You know what? You could land that and then say, "Look who just got out of the helicopter."
It's bringing James Bond and the Queen of England. That is a beauty. And look, you know, the GoPro is a great camera. Look how good that picture is. Yeah. That is wonderful. Oh. All right. FAA prohibits use for commercial purposes, but that's okay because we've been losing money for years.
Yeah. Who's commercial?
Commercial. Although I wouldn't mind doing a commercial with that. Put your Google Glass on it. Then you've got thousands of dollars wasted.
Yeah. Now, one day, I'd love to see the roof of the brick house.
I don't know if we would want to use... I think you'd run into stuff if you used it here. Aren't there wires and trees? Actually, you know, you probably could do it out there.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be able to get a picture in here if you did it now, right?
We can figure out a way. Sure. You get what?
A picture back in if you did it right now? No, I won't make them do that.
Get some B-roll for next week.
Next week, English muffins.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait for that.
As long as we're here, hop in your gyrocopter and head on over to the island of Manhattan. Look down below you. You'll see the lovely Hudson River sparkling in the sun, bobbing in there. Oh, it's Jimmy Hoffa. We were wondering where he was. Now, let's just head down Broadway and visit a beautiful place that everyone knows about. It's called Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
That is the new thrill cam. I'm loving that. Whoa! 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 Watch out, Patrick Delaney! Whoa!
Wow. 2 weeks in a row, we're doing gadgets that make you sick. The helicopter this week.
Next week.
And the griddle maker next
week. The Hamilton Beach Sandwicheria de Desayuno. So what do you got from the warehouse?
We have another viewer's gadget video from their warehouse. I'll read the letter first. Dick and Leo, I'm sending something I consider one of the gadgets I used the most in the past. Mm. It was the predecessor of my smartphones. It's fun just to see how much crap I had to carry to have some features we have so easily today. I'm sorry for the accent, but my wife liked that when I first met her when I was living abroad 10 years ago. And if mama likes it, I'm not changing it. I'm hoping that you find it usable, Lewis. And Lewis, we do find it usable. And here's your gadget warehouse video.
It's Lewis from Brazil. I hope you guys can understand my accent without subtitles, but what I'm going to show today is one of my favorite gadgets from the past. I used to have a Palm Pilot. I still travel a lot, but I used to travel a lot between United States, Europe, and Latin America. And at that time, the iPhone or smartphones were not available. So what I got at that time was one of those little pocket PCs.
Sure.
So that one was the iPad pocket PC.
No, it's the iPack.
I think it was Windows 2002 edition. I think that's when I got it. I tried to charge long time that I have changed already from the Android to the iPhones and iPads. But it still works. What's funny, I used to carry all my contacts, have my emails on it. Some of the fun things and fun facts that I found about that was that at the time, I used to carry, as I said, just my personal data on it. But I still like to access the internet. So in order to make that possible, SanDisk start offering a...
What the hell?
2056 megabyte card plus Wi-Fi. So just by
I didn't know that.
Adding
Look at that.
To back the iPad, I had access to the Wi-Fis around the world. Since again, that was not the smartphone from today. I got myself also at that time a GPS module that was compatible with it. So that was the GPS module that would connect
to Bluetooth. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, we did that years ago. Works. Mm-hmm.
And it would come with its own car kit that I could charge the iPad and the GPS while it was on the car. And I have some tools like the Tonton with the European map and US maps from when I was traveling.
Think of the thousands of dollars. So
that's just funny to see how much
suitcase.
You needed to carry in order to make something without having a phone, right? I didn't have a phone at the time. Yeah. I think a year later, the iPad actually launched one that had a phone included to the system. But it's just fun to see that that's what some travelers like myself had to do to have 256 megs of storage, Wi-Fi capability, and GPS. Thanks. Love the show. Hope you guys can use that video.
What did it all just fall over?
I think so. He just got hit in the head with a helicopter. Oh,
wow, that was a dramatic end to that.
Some range. He's in Brazil.
Do you love the aerial photography in our GizWiz show? Well, thanks to the copter. So, I remember that. I had one of those. Sure.
I did, too. Yeah. I did, too. Yeah. And if you want to send a video, we're looking for I bought a piece of crap. I invented this. My gadget warehouse, like Lewis just sent us, or my favorite gadget of all time. 2 to 3 minute video. Send Jason the link. It's address is GizWiz at twit.tv. And now, if we use your video, you get a piece of crap in return.
No, you're not getting this copter.
That was his first question.
No, copter is not included.
No, we're talking about Sky Mall crap.
Maybe we'll make a sandwich next week and send that to him.
Oh, that could be.
I will send you desayuno. Yeah. Actually, that's not Portuguese.
And I sent a priority envelope with a bunch of mad stuff.
Oh, there.
So you
sent
can,
it to us, though, right?
Yeah, I sent it to Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll take one or two of those things out each time and put them in the...
Exactly.
Perfect. So an English muffin...
and a Mad Magazine.
And a Mad Magazine on its way to you. Thanks to Dickie Doo.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, we have other stuff. There's a few things. You know, you won't know what you're going to get till it arrives in the mail. There's a few things. I'm going to hold on to this breakfast maker, I think. Unless it burns me, which it could well do.
Oh, well, then, yeah, it might. It might.
Yeah.
It might.
Yeah.
Then it's perfect for the viewers of this show.
Yes.
What was the thing on the Arrested Development, the cornballer? Yeah.
Yes.
What?
Breakfast-flavored liquor?
You bet.
Glazed donut, maple bacon, and blueberry pancake liquor.
Let's get some liquor to go with the quicker, and we'll be set.
$19.
No, don't order it. We give Jeff a credit card, and all of a sudden, all sorts of strange stuff is arriving here at the Brick House Studios.
In September, when he leaves, you're going to notice your bank account is, wow, we have so much money.
What? What happened?
Get the card back. Get the card back when he goes.
Jeff really is a professional at spending other people's money.
Yes. Yeah. He has no card. He swears, I have no card, he says. John Slanina has a card, so now you know. Breakfast, helicopters. Should have thought. We don't have a cornballer next week, but we'll find something similar. Let us play the letters theme, unless you don't have a letter.
I do have a letter, and
thank goodness.
Play the theme.
Here come your letters, your lovely letters.
Oh!
Here come your letters, your lovely kiss with letters.
Why that shit? Why? Why that shot?
Hey, I take them whenever I get them, all right?
This is actually the first time we're ever doing, I think, a letter video. And it's absolutely perfect for the following reason. A few weeks ago, you showed my viewer video of my favorite gadget, the paper combiner. Recently, I got a box with crap from Twit. They sent it to me as my prize.
Oh.
I thought I would make a video of the GizWiz.
Why do you think we sent this to you? We don't want to see it anymore.
Unboxing? No, you don't get another. You don't get another prize for an unboxing.
Okay.
Thank you, Jason, Dick, Leo, and Mr. Needles. And here's my unpacking video from Larry Steiner.
Thank you, Larry.
Hey, look, we got our package from Twit and the GizWiz.
Stamps.com.
Let's do an unpacking, an unboxing of the goodies that we got. It must be from Twit because, look, Leo Laporte, Chief Twit on the Stamps.com label.
Yeah.
Great.
I have no idea what's in here.
GizWiz and Twit.
That's a big
unboxing.
Oh, all right. It's a melon baller?
Crap, Dickie D and Leo sent me. I'm excited.
Oh.
Oh.
Well packed. Nice job,
cool.
Jeff. Yep. Some stickers. A little
Twit pen.
Multicolor pen. It's a multitasker.
Twit stickers. Uh-oh. Very nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
And look at that.
Something in a white bag.
Yeah. some of our guests receive.
Oh, that's the older one. The
a MacBook Pro. Wait a minute. That's not all.
Let's
you also get
another MacBook Pro.
Which
one we got here?
We got so many empty
boxes. No, I think that's the one with Retina.
We should send them empty boxes. That would really, really piss people off.
That's not too bad. Still kind of crappy, though. Let's see what we got here.
And what else? What's that? What else? Oh, some...
Carefully packed and checked by number 17.
Jason
some guy
Howell.
Named Jason Howell. What is this?
I love this, Larry.
Kind of Android sticker.
Oh, that's what he put in there. Yeah.
Oh.
We have a mole.
Galaxy phone.
Oh, that's good. The S3.
That's an old one, though.
Forget it.
That's not very exciting.
Open the box.
Oh, well.
You might be surprised.
What else we got here?
What else is there?
Something in an envelope. Looks like we're down to the bottom of the unboxing here. A black bag. This is really cool.
What could be in there?
Mysterious. I wonder what it is. Oh, look.
Zoomies.
It's some zoomies. That's what I was really hoping for. Gee, guys. Thanks for the crap.
That's what we really sent them.
Larry. Harry, that was very funny. Very funny.
Oh, Lord. I had to sit down. Oh,
yes,
my goodness.
All Larry got was...
Zoomies.
The Zoomies.
Yeah, there's actually... All of that stuff was just stuff you had lying around.
And maybe the pen.
Yeah. We do send you a multicolored, multifunction pen, some stickers, and then what other stuff we got lying around.
Perfect.
Well played, sir. Thank you. Well, that concludes... This very expensive edition of the Giz Whiz. Thank gosh we have two, not one, but two advertisers. We want to thank Audible.com and Tonks.org for making this show possible and paying for the very expensive gyrocopter. An audiobook and a cup of coffee will be skying your way. Dick, we do this show, I know you know this, every Tuesday, right about 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern time. Actually, maybe 2 p.m., sometime between 2 and 3. Pacific, sometimes between 5 and 6 Eastern time, sometimes between 2100 and 2200 UTC on the Twit Network. Do watch live if you can. If you can't, we make audio and video available after the fact on download. You should also visit Dick's site, gizwiz.biz. We've got all the notes for all the products we mentioned there. And the What the Heck Is It contest. What the heck could that be? Would you kind of a bracelet device of some kind.
I don't know. Maybe it could hang from a helicopter. It's got a hook.
Yeah. Tell you what,
for a hook.
12 autographed Mad magazines for the right answer, 24 for the wrong answer. You decide which you want to give him. But do go there and read all the rules and then play the What the Heck Is It game for a chance to win Mad. Mad!
It's Mad!
Mad! I think it's a truss. No?
Yeah, could be.
All right.
Yep.
A fruit roll-up holder, says the Mo. Dick, thanks so much. Have a great week. We'll see you next time on the Giz Whiz.
I'll be here.
Flawless.